You're listening to NWPB. We all take different paths through life, some a lot riskier than others. In this edition of StoryCorps Northwest, Rosalind Schrag tells her friend Leanna Hayes about her improbable journey from northern England to central Washington. Both are from Soap Lake.
I was born in the town of Rotherham, England, which is in Yorkshire. I didn't pass exams high enough to go to a higher learning school, so I went to an ordinary high school.
Mm-hmm. How did you get from England to Soap Lake, Washington?
When I was 16, my father had asked me to come home to look after my mother, who had cancer, and my dad made me go to a technical college for shorthand typing, that kind of thing, and I hated it. After mother died, I was looking in the newspapers for jobs that were non-office jobs. I ended up with an advertisement that said, urgently needed America, general domestics and mother's helpers. So I called the advertising office, and a few weeks later they sent me an offer for a job in Omaha, Nebraska.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's where I flew into and started working for these people. But I didn't really get along that well with them. You know, they were high-powered people. And I was just an ordinary commoner, as they would call them in England. No airs and graces. And I wasn't a very good housekeeper. I was good with the children, but that was about it. Mm-hmm. I decided that I wasn't going to stay with them. I couldn't live up to their standards, you might say. I asked where I can go to live because I won't have any place after this.
Right.
Well, YMCA have a young women's Christian hostel. They had dormitories where there was half a dozen beds, and for the older girls, they had just two people to a room.
Okay.
And I was fortunate enough to have a two-room. Well, this girl was engaged to a young man at Offutt Air Force Base. And he got transferred out to Lawson Air Force Base. Well, he wanted Connie to go to Moses Lake. And she said she would if I would. So we took our $400 monthly wages. And we took off in her old 57 Chevy.
So you were chaperone.
Yeah, more or less.
Safety blanket. That's awesome.
Two are safer than one.
Of course.
And on the way, we had a puncture. She didn't have a spare, naturally. Kids never do. And we traveled on that flat tire until it wore through.
Oh, no.
And ended up traveling a little bit further on a rim itself. So that cost us a bundle when we found a garage to get a whole new wheel. And then about 10 miles out of Big Timber, Montana, we threw a rod.
Oh.
So we chugged into Big Timber, Montana, and there was a hotel there, quote unquote, and it cost us $2.50 a night for hot and cold running water. The only problem was there was no hot water.
Oh, no.
I filled a bathtub up. And then went to get in it, and I squealed. It was like ice. Oh, dear. We had fun. After the car was fixed, we motored on towards Moses Lake, and it was about 1,700 miles or something like that. We ended up at Soap Lake. From there, Connie and her beau were able to meet, and I had nobody.
Oh, that's so sad.
Which didn't bother me too much. After all this time, I was used to being alone.
That was Rosalind Schrag and Leanna Hayes, both of Soap Lake. Rosalind settled down in the town. She married a chiropractor, had a family, became a grandmother and great-grandmother. This is the last airing of StoryCorps Northwest 2022, recorded as part of NWPB's centennial. To hear past stories, come to nwpb.org and find StoryCorps under the Music and Culture tab.